Now, one of the things I want to talk to you about this morning, amen, everybody look, everybody hold your head. Hold your head. And I want you to realize, somebody say, you've got to make up your mind. Say it again. Make up your mind. It's all about decisions. It's all about decisions. In the book, anybody read that scripture? Choose ye this day whom you'll serve. Amen. So say choose. Everybody say choose. Say the word choose. So we have to have the ability. You know, we do have the ability, but we've got to have the mindset to make right decisions. And that's really how the life of faith comes about. You know, that's how empowerment comes about. That's how you're going to take authority over this year. So say, what do I got to do? I've got to choose in my head to agree with what my spirit knows. Your spirit has already chosen. Do you know that? On the inside of you, your spirit has already chosen the right things for you. It's already chosen the right way. Somebody say, my spirit knows exactly where it's going because it's renewed in the image of God. Your spirit is in the image of God. Do you know that? You don't have to pray that your spirit would be done all this other stuff. Let me tell you what, when Jesus came and came on the inside of you, he made you a new creature. And that new creature was made in the image of God, and it's perfect. It's in sync with the spirit. It's in sync with the Holy Ghost. So when we say you got to make up your mind, how do you make up your mind? You make up your mind that it might agree with your spirit. And all you got to do is decide to do the right thing. Somebody say, make up your mind to agree with the Spirit of God by agreeing with your spirit. Yeah. By agreeing with your spirit, then great things will start to happen in your life. Then the miracle will start to happen. The miracle will start to manifest. Somebody say, amen. Amen. So what you're doing in these 21 days, you're getting up there, you're going to empower the inner man. Amen. Somebody say, empower yourself. Praying in the Holy Ghost and getting a strong devotional life, amen, that you could be the type of person that God wants you to be. How many want to play games this year? I mean, anybody want to play games this year? We talked about Friday night. It was New Year's Eve. Right there, the word of the Lord came to us and said, listen, every game we play, what will happen? Every game we play, what will happen if we play games? We'll lose. Why? Because God's not about games. Somebody say, I don't have time to play games. I have to rule the world. So I want you. Now there's some things probably in your life, some things that need to be removed, some things that need to be transformed. And there was a situation in the scripture. Do you know that? That things wouldn't happen. And I want you to go here to Mark chapter 9, verse 17. For unchangeable circumstances and situations and devils that just won't go away. Now, your devil might not, you know, the devils that you deal might be financial devils. They might be physical devils. It might be for us, you know, we might have different spirits that hinder church growth or do different things. There are different things in our life. How many know we face opposition and difficulties? And the devil is nothing but a diviner and one that would cause opposition and difficulty. Well, right here, we're going to study something about this year. Somebody say, this year. And when the multitude had answered, Mark chapter 9, verse 17, and when the multitude answered and said, Master, I have brought unto thee my son, which have a dumb spirit, and whosoever taketh him, wheresoever he taketh him, he teareth him, and he foameth at the mouth, and gnasheth at the teeth, and pineth away. And I spake to thy disciples, and they could not cast him out. They could not. Somebody say, things that you can't do. Well, see, I know they're here, they're talking about a dumb spirit or a demon that was in someone that they couldn't get out. Well, there's different people that have demonic situations in their life they just can't get rid of. Things that they just can't change, right? So say, devil's just a devil. Whether the devil manifests itself in causing someone not to hear, whether, you know, the Lord, whatever God does, every good and perfect gift comes from the Father above, and the devil is the author of confusion, sickness, and death. So when we see these things happen in our life, you know, we lose in different areas. We lose in different areas of our life. We're not able to overcome in different areas. Who's the cause of those things? Somebody say, the devil. Yeah. It is the devil. Somebody look at somebody and say, this year you better realize there is a devil. And you're going to have to learn to deal with the devil. Amen. What did you realize? You're going to have to learn to deal with the devil. Don't just put up with him. Amen. Don't just let them keep tearing your life apart and making you foam at the mouth.
Amen.
So, you know, he might not got you on the floor rolling around in circles and acting crazy, but he might have your life rolling around. Stuck in the same rut for 5, 10, 6 years. Some of you might not have the devil, you know, in the back of your head. You might just got him in your wallet. Every time God tries to bless you, that devil, you open up that wallet, and that devil said, get out of here, get out of here. Ain't nothing going to happen here. Well, listen, he answered and said, and saith, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me. And they brought him unto him. And when he saw him, straightway the spirit teared him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed foaming. And he asked his father, how long is it ago since this came unto him? And he said, of a child. And oftentimes it hath cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou can do anything, have compassion on us. I want you to know that every evil thing is sent to destroy you. Every evil, you know, devils, you know, just a regular cold is sent to kill you.
Amen.
And if you didn't have anything in your body that would fight that cold off or fight that flu off, you know, if you didn't have an immune, you know, AIDS is just acquired immune syndrome, right? Well, what it basically does, it breaks down your body till your body can't fight off diseases that everybody else can fight, and they get sick and they die. Isn't that strange? If you can't fight off a cold, that will basically kill someone. Most of the people that have AIDS, they die of pneumonia because they just get some little thing that we deal with every day and are able to handle. Right?
Amen.
Well, we got to realize that if we weren't able to fight back, we wouldn't die. Well, it's the same thing spiritually. If you don't have the ability to fight back and ward off evil spirits and demonic things, even those little things, you let a cold go too far, it'll kill you. Well, if you let a devil run in your life too much, it'll destroy things. The devil comes but to kill, steal, and destroy. Somebody say, that little devil that you think is okay, it's a serial killer. It's knocked out many before. It might be like one of those, it might be like the Charles Manson crew. It might not kill by itself. It might have a couple friends that it invites in later on. And we think we're safe. And we think we're secure allowing these things to abide in our life. But sooner or later, they will get you. You got to learn to root out. Somebody say, root out. The devil in every area. The Bible says, give no place to the devil. So this year, you want to think about it. Somebody say, this year, I will give absolutely
no place
to the devil. The Lord is good and his mercy endures forever, and every good and perfect thing comes from God. And when we discern these evil things, we got to learn to say, I rebuke that in Jesus' name. We need to have a faith seminar sometime this year. I remember people used to rebuke things that weren't of God. Amen. A negative day would come, you know, different circumstances would happen. I could remember the saints being strong enough to say, I rebuke this in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, no, I rebuke this. I call forth a new day in Jesus' name. I don't receive this in Jesus' name. Somebody say, I'm going to have a good year.
I'm going to have a good year.
Somebody say, God intends
that I
might
have
a good year this year. So listen, so he said, how long it happened? He said, of a child this thing came on. Now, some people are allowing devils to run in their life because they've had them for so long. Some of the things are strongholds in your life. They got in there real small. You know, devil picks on small things. You know, well, we've always had it. We've always been poor. Nation's church has always been small. We've always had difficulties. How long have y'all had a financial problem? Ever since we begun. How long have you dealt? How many you got stuff like that? That just, you know, different things that get on you as you start things. As you start things, and when you start into things that you think that you are accustomed to these things because they've always happened in your life. It's always been around, so that's the way it's supposed to be. Maybe this is why this devil was so strong in that child's life or in this family's life, because they thought that that's the way it's supposed to be. Somebody say, it's always been like that, so that's the way it needs to be. Somebody say,
how long
have you been messed up?
Have
you been messed up long enough to think that's the right way to be? That's just the way it is. You remember that? Do you say that song? It's like that. And that's the way it is. You ever heard that? How many ever heard that? Everybody say, it's like that.
It's like that.
Oh, talk to me this morning just for a little bit. Y'all only got me for 7 more minutes. So say, it's like that. And that's the way it is. Well, I want you to catch one of those that's like that, and that's the way it is. Devils. Hold nothing. Somebody say, hold nothing. Sacred. But God. Some people got a tradition of letting the devil run their lives. Some people got a tradition of letting the devil destroy their days. How long have you had those things that you know, have you had it long enough that you think it will always be there? Look at somebody and say, how long?
How long?
Oh, fine. Get up. Well, y'all going to sleep on me. Get up and look somebody in the face and say, how long have you had that problem? I tell you what, Jesus has been faithful longer than you've had, than the devil's been bad.
Amen.
So here, no matter how long it was, amen, and oftentimes it cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him.
That's right.
So say, often that little devil, you know, sometimes that devil, you know, it's a dumb devil. You notice it was a dumb devil?
That's right.
Isn't that strange? A dumb devil tries to kill people. I mean, it was a devil that caused someone not to hear. So think about this. Some people say, oh, it's just a deaf devil. It's just a devil that causes people not to hear. Notice that this deaf devil was not just someone that didn't cause people to hear. It was also violent. Are you seeing this in Scripture? You see, some people say that there are some good devils, you know, it will just make you sick, but it's not going to hurt you, you know. Well, this was a deaf devil. Somebody say, the devil that causes one not to hear will also try to destroy you.
That's right.
It didn't say it had something. Do you see this here in the Bible? Do you see the same thing that I see here? Listen, it says, and oftentimes, amen, somebody say often.
Often.
It cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. Somebody say, I hate sickness and disease and anything that comes from the devil. Anything comes from the devil, it comes to kill, to steal, and destroy. Why do you think people that get into financial problems get to the point to where they blow their head off? Why? Was there a suicide devil that stepped in? No, that financial devil could do it all by itself. Somebody say amen.
Wow.
Did it call another devil in to try to cast this man into the fire? See, we think that some devils have to get another devil to do a different thing. I got a slew of devils, people think. Sometimes I feel depressed and sometimes I want to hurt myself. Sometimes I just want to wash my face for 5 hours. I got a bunch of devils. Somebody say, one devil's enough. Some devils are multi-talented. Somebody say, amen. You can have a multi-talented devil. You know? How many of you just do one thing? Did anything in the Bible say a devil can do just one thing? Well, that one's a mean devil. That's a cussing devil. You might have a deaf devil that cusses. You know? So they want to call out the deaf devil. They want to call out the cussing devil. Then they want to call out the devil that doesn't move. Amen. Now, see, we had a deaf devil. You know, we had a deaf devil that threw people into the fire. We had a deaf devil that tried to... We had a drowning devil. Somebody said, there wasn't a drowning devil. Somebody said, it was the same deaf devil, wasn't it?
Right.
It was the same dumb devil. Somebody say, one dumb devil that liked to throw people into the fire, liked to throw people into the water, and also tried to destroy people. Somebody say, the same devil. And some people think they're so talented, so bad, they got to have a legion. My situation's all messed up. Somebody say, oh, I got a bunch of devils. You got to pray for me. You know, the devil, you ain't all that.
Amen.
You ain't all that. I mean, it's not. Somebody say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
You know, we got to learn these things. I don't know why we're going this direction, but I just sense the Holy Ghost in that area. We got to learn these things. You got to learn. First of all, somebody say, you could just have one devil wearing you out. And if you deal with that one little devil, maybe some of this other stuff would leave.
Amen.
Now, did Jesus first pray for the guy? He said, now I'm going to deal with that deaf devil, and then he's going to sit there for 15 minutes longer. Now I'm going to work on that drowning devil. Huh? See how people can get so distracted? I got to go through another 7 months of deliverance, another 8 months of deliverance, and waste their time. Somebody say amen. Maybe that dumb devil of disobedience might be the devil that's got everything messed up.
Amen.
See, and that's how deliverance comes. You know, maybe deliverance will come. Maybe that one silly little devil that's messing everything up in your life might be the devil that causes you not to do the thing that God wants you to do.
Amen.
Ooh, we're learning something today. Amen. So I'm trying to tell you, if you're trying to uproot stuff out of your life and you want to get a better day, you want to see the devil go away. Somebody say amen. Deal with every devil. You never know which one is it. Anybody ever play the game Clue?
Yes.
Who did it? The butler did it. Right? Well, it's the same thing. People are trying to find out what's messing up my life. What's destroying my life? What big devil is out there got stuff messed up? And it might be the little one that you won't mess with. Somebody said it might be the little one. And that little one you got might be a bad one. Amen. Somebody rejoice in Jesus for me just for a moment if you're enjoying this year. Somebody say, you'll know the truth. And the truth will set you free. They're not that many devils out there. You know what? He casts one third of them out of heaven, right? He casts one third of them out of heaven. And how many people do we got? We got more people on the planet today than we got, you know, than there's ever been on the planet. And people are more evil than they've ever been. You know what I'm saying? You got Marilyn Manson out there, this one out there, and then we got certain people, amen. Ain't no threat to the devil. Amen. Claiming legions. Somebody say, you don't need a legion of devils. I can take you. Are y'all enjoying this morning?
Amen.
Oh, this is teaching this morning because we're going to be helping a lot of people because people are going to come in this church all confused, all messed up, especially some have been in charismatic churches for a long time. Want to play pity pat with the devil for years and different things that come around. Oh, it's just that. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Somebody say,
I don't think so.
It could just be one dumb devil. If you deal with that one dumb devil, you'll fix your life forever. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
So first of all, you're going to find that the devil's he's evil and he's bad, but he's not as bad. I mean, rough, tough, bad. You know what I'm saying? He can't pull off a lot of things he says he can. Amen.
Amen.
Somebody say greater,
greater
is he that's in me than he that's in the world. And that means Jesus. And there are a lot of people walk around thinking they got something on the inside of them. Greater is he that's in me than anything else out there. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in heaven. They think that way. I can't get delivered. Greater is this one in me than he that's in heaven. Why is it so quiet in here? Amen. Now listen. If thou can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Somebody say, if.
Yeah.
Say it again, if. Yeah. Now, you know what? First of all, I want you to learn something this year. The if is on you. Write it down. The if is on you. That's one thing that ticks God off when you really think about it. If. When we start giving God ultimatums, you can, you know, God is. Somebody say is.
Not could be.
Reason why God doesn't like ifs because it says you could be this. God is. He likes you either hot nor cold. Somebody say he is. He is. He's not an if. He is. Somebody say amen. What do you mean? Pastor Rob, what are you basically talking about? Amen. That means that you can be double-minded, Jesus. You can be willing or unwilling. Somebody say he is. He didn't say I can when he came. Amen. Even though he could. Amen. He said, I am. He is the I am God. You need to find out. Somebody say, amen. What and who he is and go to him in that kind of faith. So listen, he said, listen, if you can do anything. I mean, that's confusing, isn't it? If, when we say the word if you can form yourself up and come to get something. I don't know what you yet, but if you can do this. Somebody say, go shopping. It's like you go shopping for a car. If this car can do this, I'll buy this one. If this could happen this way, I'll get over on this side. Somebody say, if. The if is on you.
Yes.
And God looked at that guy, Jesus, said unto him, if thou, somebody say, if thou.
Yes.
Wait a minute now. If you can believe, all things are possible to him that believes. Somebody say, amen. Somebody say, the if
for this year.
Is on you.
On you.
Praise God. We'll go back there in a moment. Somebody say,
the if
for this year,
is on you.
He said, if, Jesus said unto him, if thou can believe all things. What a great scripture for the beginning of the year.
Amen.
What a powerful scripture for the beginning of the year. Somebody say, if you can believe. And if doesn't mean make God do something, amen. If you can get to the point to where you can agree with God and develop your faith, some things will be possible for you. You know what's neat? If, you know, belief doesn't give God more ability, and we think that's what faith does, belief gives you ability. Who is this all things will be possible for? All things are possible to who?
Him that believes.
Wow. Somebody say, it's already possible with God.
Amen.
See, you think about that. It's already possible with God. As far as God's concerned, your miracle's already done. Your car's already paid for. Your house is already paid for. You're already healed. You're already set free. You're already healed. You're already delivered.
Amen.
So where's the if for this year? You already have the contract. You're already doing good in sales. You're already overcoming. Somebody say if. The if is on you. If you can believe all things, if you develop your faith and your believing ability, guess what? All things will be possible for you.
Amen.
Somebody say nothing.
Nothing.
Oh, see, people get so afraid. Now, this is real faith. God is revealing some stuff to us this morning. How'd you like to walk around in this faith? Nothing is impossible for me. The Bible says it. Because I believe. Great and mighty God, great in power, wondrous in deeds. Nothing, nothing, absolutely nothing. Nothing is impossible for thee. Nothing is impossible. Nothing is difficult. But you can sing that scripturally. Because of the great and mighty God, I believe, you know, nothing, nothing, absolutely nothing. Nothing is impossible or too difficult for me because I believe in him. Some say nothing. Woo! How would you like to put the devil on the run with that? Get that revelation on the inside. Of course, God is great and God is wonderful. God is powerful. But nothing is impossible for me because I believe. Somebody say, glory to God.
Glory.
Say, I've got faith. Amen. Therefore, nothing in this year is impossible for me. I don't have to wait to get the check from heaven. I've already got it.
Amen.
You can overcome this year. You can reign this year. You can rule this year. Somebody say, amen. Make those devils. Somebody say, praise God. Flee. See, and that's why he said, oh, ye of little faith. That's why he taught this message to these disciples and different people. He said, oh, ye of little faith, because they needed to know that nothing could be impossible for them, even to get a devil to leave out of their life, to get a devil to move. Yeah, Jesus has the ability to make the devil move. Jesus can do all these things. Jesus can make this happen. God can make this happen. Somebody say, but what about you with your faith? So I specifically told them, somebody say, nothing will be impossible to him that believes. That's a little deep thesis this morning. I like this. Somebody say, and straightway, the father of the child cried out with tears and said, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. Before the devil cried out, the father cried out. Free your mind, your behind will follow. God freed this man's mentality. And his life followed suit with its freed mentality. Okay? So straight man, the man cried out and said, Lord, help my unbelief. Now you want, how many got a situation in your life that you need some help with?
Amen.
Look at somebody and say, girl, you need help. Tell somebody, you need some help. Let me tell you where your help comes. Help my unbelief. Help your unbelief. Help your lack of faith. Help your lack of understanding of the word of God. Somebody say, Lord, help my unbelief. When the people saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him. Somebody say, glory to God. Like I was telling you about today, you have different situations in your life. Say, I rebuke you. I don't receive that in Jesus' name. Come together here. But you're not going to be able to do that unless you find out who you are in Christ, unless you got faith and strong belief. Amen. Some say, he rebuked that foul spirit, saying unto him, thou dumb spirit, thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him and enter no more into him. Some say, and enter.
And don't
come back. Some people got more. We know. Why is it that we know more about the spirits that come back seven times in this scripture here? Why is it that we have more faith and confidence in, well, that spirit comes back seven times strong, with seven others stronger than itself? And some people know that scripture by heart. And they can quote that by heart, and they got strong faith. I mean, that's a thesis, that's a theology. You talk to anybody who's got a devil, and they know about that scripture. Oh, it comes back. It left, but it came back again. But we never teach this right here. Some say, come back no more. Some say, when I cast the devil out,
when I cast the devil out,
it'll come back.
No more.
Why don't you stand up right where you are and start to bless the Lord with your prayer language? When you get set free, you get healed and delivered, you're healed and delivered. You still act up after that, you're acting like a devil, you can go with it. You got to learn that. You pray for these people, get them set free, get them delivered, teach them the word of God. They still acting up after they set free, let them go on hell. God's not playing games. That's not in the Bible. That's just basic rebellion. That's just a fool. You better get yourself right. Going to hell. Anybody going to play games with you? Nobody playing patty cake with the devil. There was not one disciple that followed Jesus around that constantly had a devil. Do you hear me?
Amen.
They cast that thing out, that thing left. Somebody say, no weapon,
no weapon
formed against me shall prosper.
Me shall...
We'd have to write a new Bible.
Amen.
Do you know that? We'd have to write a new Bible. We'd have to write a new Bible if in order for us to do that. But in today's culture, today's society, and today's contemporary screwed-up theology, it's permissible. Well, we cast that devil out.
Amen.
That devil should be gone. And if I were to believe what you're saying right now, you're here to tell me that the Word of God is not strong enough to handle your infirmity, to handle that devil in your life? Somebody say, I don't think so. God is good. Amen. You got to be willing to speak the truth and live the truth. Let me tell you something. Not everybody going to go to heaven. Not everybody going to go to heaven. And I guarantee you play patty cake with the devil, you won't. Now, if you had the bubonic plague, right? If the bubonic plague was out there, or somebody had leprosy, and you're thinking, hey, there was a virus going on, and you had to catch this virus, you didn't want to catch this virus, which ones do you think would get it? The ones that were sitting right there, amen. With the virus. Well, who's the last person you talked to touch? He messing around with the devil and playing games with the devil. Glory to God.
Amen.
Birds of a feather flock together. Somebody say, resist the devil and he will flee. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, we thank you for life and life more abundant. We thank you for deliverance. I just sense the anointing of the Holy Ghost. We thank you for victory. Somebody say, I'm on my way to heaven.
I'm on my way to heaven.
And I'm so glad. And if I have to ditch a couple along the way, I'm talking about the devil.
That's right.
I will. So say, nothing is going to hold me back in Jesus' name. No lying spirit, no weak mentality. I will know who I am in Christ Jesus
and
demonstrate it
in all the earth.
Pray that you bless these people in Jesus' name. Amen.